Hello guys, so it's been a while since my last episode, but a lot has happened to me this year that I need to talk about. So I'm starting a new series called Calling All of the Preacher's Kids, because of all that I've been through these past few months, I want to share my story and hopefully help someone else. So being a preacher's kid, we are often called the wild ones, or we're the worst ones. But if you lived in our household, you would understand why we become so crazy, like after we get on our own. So we had to live up to expectations. We had to always have a good image when it comes to church. We always had to be the perfect little kid, so nothing, like, we're in the eyes, like, everything that we do rests on the pastor's shoulders. So my father was a pastor, or is a pastor, and in my case, I didn't go wild. I think I've just developed depression and anxiety these past few months because of what my father used to do to me. Leading up to it, I was having severe anxiety. I had high blood pressure. I just couldn't figure out why until the next week after that. I told my mom what my father used to do to me, which was do these tests, quotation marks, tests. To prepare me for men in the world, which shouldn't have been done. It shouldn't have been shown, like demonstrated on me, what a man would do, a so-called man would do to me in the world if I got out there. I think he should have just explained it, but not actually do something to me. I just wanted to get this message out there to see if anybody else has went through this, because for years I thought this was normal. Like, even just this year, I thought it was normal until like a few months ago. I'm just realizing it wasn't, because I was reading stuff I seen on the internet and it just wasn't right at all. So you can call this like religious trauma, where I had to be the perfect little girl. You know, I did everything right as a teenager. I was in the choir. I was the piano player, the musician of the church. I was a praise dancer. I helped control the music. I helped everything. Whenever somebody needed some help, I was always there helping. I just hope, like, I could shed some light on some people. I tried to go to therapy. I've only went to one session, and talking about it just made me tense up so bad, trying to remember all the things he used to do to me. And I couldn't even go anywhere as a kid or a teenager because they feared something would happen to me in someone else's hands. But when something was happening to me at our own house, that's supposed to be safe. At some point, I didn't even want to come home. I did, though, but I would try and lock myself in my room. Like, I didn't even have a lock on my door until I turned, like, 20 or 21, and I'm 25 now. But leading up to these past few months, my father, really 3 years, he's been off the rails. He left us twice. The first time he would go stay at the church, he didn't want to be around us, and then he would come back. We moved to this new house that we're in right now, and he left like he wasn't happy. He was ready to sell the house already as soon as we just moved in, like literally a month later, but we didn't. So it's been fast forward 2 years. My parents tried to make it work, but it didn't work. So they got a divorce back in May 2023. That was May 2023, like I said, and he moved out. He actually moved out in February, and we put the house on the market. It's been on the market since. We're trying to sell it because me and my mom can't afford this by ourselves. He left us again. Me and him used to be so close. You know, even though he would do all those things to me, I still want my father. You know, I'm a father's girl, daddy's girl. But I haven't talked to him in like over a month. It was August 1st was the last time I talked to him. It's September the 4th. And we left off on a bad note, I'd say. I told him that I was being haunted by what he used to do to me, and he act like it wasn't wrong. I mean, he knew it was wrong, but it's just the way he went about the text. He made it seem like he just did it, you know, trying to be a good father, but that wasn't a good father at all. He just seemed like he didn't care. So I haven't talked to him in a month, and now he's moved out of state, so he definitely don't want to be around us, apparently. So preacher's kids deal with a lot of stuff. That's why we go crazy. I'm surprised I haven't yet. I low key feel like I have, but it's okay. I'm getting there. So I just purchased today, September 4th, the shadow work journal that I've been seeing on TikTok. So hopefully I'll have an update soon on that. I get it Wednesday. Today's Monday. And hopefully I'll get some healing. I'll do more topics on this, but this is just a short introduction into what I'm going to be talking about soon. Thank you for listening.